Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Old Roy needed to channel his inner Belichick. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. As Carolina moves on to a winnable visit to Wake Forest Saturday, bloggers were still analyzing how usually composed Virginia coach Tony Bennett reacted to his players turning the ball over too much and falling behind at UNC by 7 points. He said he felt the veins in his neck begin to pop when one of his assistants suggested he calm down. So Tony began to channel his inner Dick Bennett, his late great coaching father. During a timeout, he said to his team, "We're okay. Just take care of the ball and make some plays." And did they ever? The fourth-ranked Cavaliers put together an 11-4 run in which their three stars, Kyle Guy, Ty Jerome, and DeAndre Hunter, combined to make all six of their shots to only one for the suddenly struggling Tar Heels, who went stone cold while losing their lead. And it got worse from there as Virginia finished the game without another turnover. The Cavs closed with a 12-2 run, and guess who did most of the damage? Their three best players took control, while our big three, Cam, Kobe, and Luke, missed 29 of their 43 shots in the 69-61 loss, Virginia's fourth straight win over UNC. Roy Williams summed it up by saying, "Their defense was better than our offense, and their offense was better than our defense. That's what makes Virginia so hard to play, and Carolina made it harder by not stopping any of UVA's big three." Like Garrison Brooks scored 12 points on layups and putbacks, the Tar Heels failed to take away Guy or Jerome or Hunter with double teams of his own and forcing their weaker scorers to shoot the ball more. Patriots coach Bill Belichick has become famous for building game plans around stopping the other team's best player, be it Patrick Mahomes or Todd Gurley or Deshaun Watson. He will let the lesser players try to beat his team because they aren't as dangerous or proven, and overall it takes them all out of their comfort zone. Except for a 17-3 run in the second half, the Tar Heels looked and played erratically while the Cavaliers found their comfort zone early and late behind three studs on both ends of the court, who combined for 55 of their 69 points. If there is a next time in the postseason, much better execution will be needed and perhaps a different game plan. This is Archansky. See ya.